So, in 1994, a small unmanned orbiter, Clementine, was sent back to the moon. The first spacecraft to make the journey in more than 20 years. And this mission would go somewhere new. Technology had moved on since the 70s, and so Clementine would be able to reach an area of the moon that had never been seen in detail before. The lunar poles. Clementine spent 2 months bombarding the moon with radio waves, and in doing so, it made a discovery that scientists had never dreamt of. They found what appeared to be patches of ice.
Its radar was getting signals being bounced back from the surface very strongly in a way that was consistent with there being patches of ice down there. And it's not a lot of ice. It could fill plenty of Olympic-sized swimming pools, but if you were to melt it and spread it out over the lunar surface, it would be, I don't know, a millimetre thick or something. You're not going to produce oceans on the moon from this ice, but enough there for humans to exploit.
The existence of water on the moon, even if it was frozen, changed everything. The bleak and barren landscape wasn't so inhospitable after all. Suddenly, the possibilities seemed endless. With life-sustaining water, the moon could one day be a base in space, a stepping stone to the rest of the universe. Humans might even live there one day. The love affair was back on. As if to drive home the renewed fascination, 45 years after President Kennedy's famous pledge to take us to the moon, another U.S. president launched a new mission.
Returning to the moon is an important step for our space program. Establishing an extended human presence on the moon could vastly reduce the cost of further space exploration, making possible ever more ambitious missions. The moon is a logical step toward further progress and achievement. Human beings are headed into the cosmos.
It may have lacked some of his predecessor's rhetorical flourish, but 35 years after the last man stepped off the moon, we are finally going back. NASA has already started planning the new lunar mission, and it's going to be big.
We are planning to go to the moon in a particular, different way than what we did with Apollo. Apollo was short, sortie missions, and we're planning to go to the moon to stay.